WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison, topping our report this hour. After a nervy two-week span of seeing the state's rate of transmission of COVID-19 rise above 1, the health metric is back down below 1 today at 0.98. Despite the progress, Governor Murphy says people need to remain vigilant.
No one should look at that and think it means that coronavirus is no longer with us, or that you could go ahead and leave your mask at home or join a big crowd waiting to get into a bar with your friends.
He says we got to this number by increasing enforcement, decreasing the number of people allowed to gather indoors to 25, and people focusing hard on social distancing and mask wearing. Howell police say they broke up a large pop-up party in Monmouth County Sunday afternoon. Police from 7 different law enforcement agencies helped to bring the party of 300 on Wilson Circle in the Ramtown section of Howell under control. According to police, most of those at the party were from out of town. Potential bad news for college football fans. Rutgers' upcoming fall season seems to be in doubt, as anonymous sources tell the Detroit Free Press. The Big Ten is expected to announce tomorrow the cancellation or postponement of the season after a 12-2 vote of its university presidents. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we are profiling some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. In Manalapan, there has been a flurry of mask wearing and buying because 4 young friends with nothing else to do this summer decided they wanted to start a business.
That business, they decided, would be called Masks for Miracles, although 13-year-old Ava Battaglio says there was some debate about that, as there was over every aspect of what these 4 girls would be collaborating on.
I remember Chelsea and I were trying to pick a name, and we went through so many lists of names trying to find something that flowed, and it was just really funny.
Alana Kastner is the group's treasurer. She says because none of the girls were old enough to drive, they needed a little bit of help to promote and distribute.
Our hard work we couldn't do because we learned it from our parents and our moms. So it was really great that they were involved in helping.
Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Do you have more good news about New Jersey? Let us know at our website, nj1015.com. For PSE&G customers, as of 4:30 p.m. today, the utility has restored all power to all of its customers who were in the dark from Tropical Storm Isaias. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule, on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Just how much rain is heading to the Garden State? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 9:08. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Plenty of heat this week, and it looks like we will have a few storms potentially at times as well. As we go through the nighttime hours, we can't rule out maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. Lows in the upper 60s north, mid-70s south. Partly sunny, a pop-up storm or two looks possible as we head through Tuesday, with highs of the upper 80s to mid-90s. And a look ahead to Wednesday, partly sunny, muggy, a few scattered thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s north, low to mid-90s south. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
Lavalette, 80. Hapatcong, 77. Bordentown, 79. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.